President Trump has wrapped up the final day of his official visit to the United Kingdom. The president and first lady topped off the two-day trip by having high tea with Queen Elizabeth, wearing a bright blue coat and hat. The queen welcomed the first couple to Windsor Castle.
That meeting followed Trump's joint press conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, held on the grounds of her country estate outside of London.
I would give our relationship with the UK, and now, especially after this 2 days, with your Prime Minister, I would say the highest level of special.
Last night, the British tabloid The Sun published a one-on-one interview with President Trump in which he criticized Prime Minister May's handling of Brexit and said she hadn't listened to his advice. But at this morning's press conference, Trump called the story fake news and shared with reporters what he had said to the Prime Minister about The Sun's story.
And she's a total professional, because when I saw her this morning, I said, I want to apologize because I said such good things about you. She said, don't worry, it's only the press.
Trump also told reporters he will ask Russian President Vladimir Putin about election meddling when he meets with him next week.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think, but you never know what happens, right? But I will absolutely, firmly ask the question.
The stakes of that meeting increased today when Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced the indictments of 12 Russians in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into interference in the 2016 election. More on that in a moment.
Another topic at this morning's press conference, immigration. The president stood by comments he made to The Sun that immigration has degraded Europe's cultural fabric.
I just think it's changing the culture. I think it's a very negative thing for Europe. I think it's very negative.
May, for her part, took a different tone.
We have a proud history of welcoming people who want to come to our country to contribute to our economy and contribute to our society. And over the years, overall immigration has been good for the UK.